The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are ready for Crosstalk Unhinged. And three of us are here. Yurko, of course, is still on the road. But he gave us the okay that we could start without him.
He's still going to be red-assed when he walks in, even though he gave us the okay. You watch.
I don't think so. He sounded cheery on the phone. I just talked to him. I wanted to like confirm and check with him and see if he was going to be mad. Should we wait? He's going to be miserable on most days anyway with the traffic situation now that summer's here, the stupid closures and all the other bullshit where he's got to come up through the south side and through the south loop. So it's a nightmare, I'm sure. But he was cheery on the phone.
Was he?
So, yeah, he was cheery. He said, no, go ahead, start, you know, and I'll jump in when I get there. So it's good to see you, Slapdicks. We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah. How you been? I saw you yesterday, but how you doing?
I know.
You doing okay?
It's been like we haven't done this in a while. We haven't done Unhinged.
We've done this.
You guys saw each other yesterday?
Was it yesterday? Oh, I'm sorry. Tuesday.
Yeah. I saw Yurko and Black and Abdallah yesterday. We did an outing at Yurko's Country Club. Boy, you guys need to go down there. Sylvie, you don't golf. You need to go just to see him fucking
in his element.
King of the castle, Carm. Just king of the castle.
King of the fucking castle. They're all, we walk in there in the morning in the pro shop. We played early and we played fast. Country club life is nice. I will say we played yesterday in 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Perfect.
That's the way to golf. 3 hours and 20 minutes. We didn't wait on a single shot. It was fantastic. And there was a threesome behind us. They didn't wait on a single shot, even though they were playing a threesome. We were foursome. But I walk in there in the morning and like the pro and a couple of the assistant pro and somebody else in the pro shop, they're dividing up the teams. They're doing their Ryder Cup draft for this weekend. I mean, this country club, I swear to Christ, they figured it out. They figured out the secret to life. If you want to know, you go to Lincolnshire Country Club in Crete every fucking weekend. It's the big cup tournament. It's the superintendent's revenge. It's golf backwards. It's the 666. This weekend, they're all jerking each other off, excited about the fucking Ryder Cup team event. And they're doing the draft. And then by the time we got back to the clubhouse, when we were done and we sat down and we had lunch, he gets the copy of the tee sheet for this weekend and they're looking at the groups and all the rules. And I mean, they know how to live life down there.
What do they call him? Carm, what do they call him? They call him the good kid. What's his nickname?
Most of what I heard was just Yurko. Yeah.
I bet he's the king of that castle. You're right.
Oh my God. And then we're sitting there having lunch. He's got his golf shoes off, which he never bothered to tie, by the way. Not once, not for the entire 18 holes. His golf shoes were untied the whole time. And then he took his shoes off, and then somehow his socks came off too. And George, who like runs the place, he wasn't there yesterday, but his girlfriend, who I met at the bourbon tasting that we did over the winter, she was there. She comes up to the table. She looks at him. She goes, "What are you at home?" And he's like, "Yes, I'm at home. This is my second home." He's just sitting there with his feet, playing with his toes, like curling his toes on the carpet.
So wait a minute.
We're trying to eat
lunch. Let me get this straight. Two things. He, after a sweaty round of golf, it was hot yesterday.
It was.
He's taking off his shoes and his socks in public.
Yes. We were eating lunch. We were sitting at a table eating lunch.
Eating food.
Commiserating about the round. He's got his shoes off and his socks off, just like he's in the studio.
And when he had a shot near the pond where he could get wet, he didn't want to take his shoes or his socks off.
Correct. That's correct. He went and I asked him, I said, how are you going to play that? And he said, what do you mean? How am I going to play it? I'm going to go into the hazard and I'm going to play it from the hazard. I said, are you going to take your shoes off? And he said, no. And that's why I took the camera out. I said, I got to videotape this. Now, he does have dry joys, and those dry joys are remarkable.
Yeah, like Carmi looked like he was walking on water. That's what
he was in. He was like submerged. Jesus. But I will say those dry joy technology, those shoes are great. I don't have a pair of dry joys anymore. I have just cheap golf shoes because I don't, I'm lucky if I play five times. So it's like I'm not investing $350 in high-end golf shoes like I used to. But those dry joys are incredible. I mean, I've been submerged in water in those, like up to your ankle, and somehow they stay dry. I don't know how they do it.
Why were you submerged up to your ankle?
We were playing around once where I was like, we had played after a deluge of rain. And I remember how wet the course was in certain spots and even like in certain low spots of the fairway. And I remember being just at various times, the course was so wet. And I mean, this happened numerous times over there. You're just playing in wet conditions and your feet are bone dry in those shoes. They're remarkable. I don't know how they do it, but they're pretty remarkable. So he went in there, played that shot, played a beautiful shot, by the way. And he said his feet were completely dry, and I believed him. But yeah, he wouldn't take them off to go in the pond, but he sure as shit took
them off. Did they smell? Did they stink?
I didn't smell them, actually. So, I don't think so.
No.
I kept looking at him, his big Fred Flintstone.
By the way, I played with Bleck about a month ago. He may weigh 150 pounds soaking wet. He can fucking blast his driver when he hits it.
How can Abdallah? Abdallah was just wayward with it yesterday. He struggled because he couldn't stay straight off the tee, but he hit a bunch of them hard.
Yeah.
He just didn't know where it was going most of the day. And Adam's little. I mean, yeah, they both hit it pretty hard.
Yeah.
We played reasonably well. I struggled down the stretch. I ran out of stamina, but I still, shot 89. I was happy. But I was miserable final four holes, but I still shot.
You needed it. A golf blue chew, Carm.
That's what I needed. You're right. I needed golf blue chew because I was fading.
Were you smoking cigars and drinking beers?
No, nothing. We didn't have a single drink on the course.
Really?
No, Yurko had a cigar. I did not. Too hot for a cigar.
I had five beers yesterday on the course.
You had five?
Yeah.
On the course?
I didn't feel a single one of them.
No? Well, you were sweating.
Sweated it right out.
Sweating it out.
Yeah. It was drinking a water for every beer I had. And
When is cigar smoking temperature, Carm? If yesterday's too hot, what is perfect cigar smoking outdoor weather?
Days like today, midday, and not. And granted, we played early, but it was still hot. I mean, we were on the course from about 8:30 until noon, and so it was still hot enough. But when it gets into the 90s, for me, like if you're sitting in the shade somewhere and you're covered, okay. But when you're in the sun on the course, you're sweating as it is. Like that's not ideal cigar weather. The perfect cigar weather is a summer night when the sun goes down, it dips into the low 80s, upper 70s, low 80s. That's the time. Little fireflies out in the distance, right? Then you're living life.
Do you get a buzz from a cigar?
A buzz from a cigar? No. I mean, if I'm smoking like some real like dark, rich, like Liga Privada number 9, maybe. But no, I don't smoke most of those. I like mild Connecticut wrapper, like nice, easy. I don't need to get punched in the face by a cigar. I'll let the bourbon do that.
By the way, Carm, I gave my son-in-law Jack that Jack Daniels. He said he's never had any, and he's a bourbon, he's not like you. He's not a bourbon aficionado like you, but he's been a bourbon fan for a long time. He said he's never experienced anything like how that drink kind of gets you.
Those ryes are good. The proof is what makes
fucking believably good.
They're fantastic. Yeah. Speaking of a punch in the face, I got to the end of A Man in Full.
Did you?
I couldn't have imagined. I couldn't have
Never.
Imagined.
No.
That was going to be the end.
When I told Sylvie about the series, I said, look, you just got to stick with it. You may think it's a little weird. It's a little goofy. It's watchable because the episodes aren't long. I told him, though, I said, the end, it'll pay. It'll be worth your time, and you won't be able to believe it.
I would never have imagined that was the way it was going to end when you guys were saying, oh, wait till you see the last scene. I will also say Like, there is nobody. There's no older woman that is hotter than Dr.
Amen, brother. Amen.
She is a fucking smoke show still. Yes. Like, I don't understand.
And you know,
and is that a body double? Though, here's my other thing, though. Is that a body double? Like, are they doing clever camera work? And
with
like,
him?
I mean, obviously, on her face, her. Like, that's her. But, like, when that's got to be a body double. Like, she's got to be in her mid-60s, right?
I mean, she's got to be. She late 50s, like 59 to 60, something like that. Maybe she may be older.
I bet you she's in her 60s. I bet you.
She's got to be.
She's 59.
She's 59. Oh, 59. There's no fucking way that's her body, is it?
And they made her look like early on, they made her look not as hot.
Made her look plain.
Right. And then yeah. As the series went on, she got better and better looking. Like Diane Lane. Like, we know how Diane Lane looks.
Nobody does better sex scenes in the movies or television than Diane Lane. Nobody.
Even at 59.
Even at 59.
So do you think that was the dude's real?
No.
Real?
No chance. No chance.
You think that was a prosthetic or?
Yes.
Maybe that's why he was cast. Maybe they did a casting call.
How would you be able
to?
A
giant.
What is he using? Blue Chew? Cool. Nobody's going to be able to. Nobody's going to be able to do that and sustain it as there's filming of a show going on.
How do you know, Carm? How do you know?
No,
come on. Really?
The end of the man.
Don't give it away, though. I mean, we're kind of giving it away.
No, that was fake.
Oh,
that
really?
Was fake. I think it was a Diane Lane. I think it was a Diane Lane body double and a prosthetic on him. That's what I think.
I don't know,
but she's smoking. I mean, just
she's finally started to look a little bit older and still a smoke show.
Still a total smoker. Anyway, those are my thoughts on A Man on Full. It was fine. It was six episodes. It was okay.
It's just an okay series. And, right. Carm, by the way, great Chicago scenes in, again, in Dark Matter. And in the last episode that just dropped yesterday, I'm not giving anything away, a great Pequod's reference.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the episode. Like, and that's how it's been pretty authentic. Where they'll just mention a pizza, and then they'll just say Pequod's, you know?
I like it.
It's pretty authentic.
I'll start that one next.
The Presumed Innocent is really good, too.
Have you caught up?
What's up, Hanson?
Yeah.
Wait, go ahead. Go ahead. I was going to say Yurko's here.
Good kid.
We told him that fucking traffic is a bitch, huh?
Well, it is, but it's not a problem. I haven't seen Man in Full. I haven't seen Presumed Innocent. I haven't seen the other one that he's watching now.
You don't,
summer. I don't watch.
But you don't watch many shows anyway, really.
No, I watched the whole thing of Peaky Blinders.
That's
good. The Sopranos when it was out. I watched every single episode of Sopranos. Queen's Gambit came out.
That was great.
And I watched Queen's Gambit every single episode.
That was great.
There's 97 million things to watch.
I know, it's hard.
And one person might like, how do you guarantee the other person?
You don't.
Like?
All you got to do, you don't. You don't. Yeah, you're right.
That's
it.
So,
you kind of have to pick and choose. Yeah, you're right. It's not easy.
And I've been selective, and I think of the ones that I've watched, like Suits. I watched Suits for a season.
No
season
good.
And a half. Well, it just got boring. It's the same crap over and over and over again. I watched Bear for three episodes, and all they did was scream at each other.
I do like Bear, though.
I'm like, what in the hell's going on here? All they do is yell at each other. Somebody's sabotaging somebody else. It's like, what the hell's going on?
I will say it's a pretty good representation of what life in a kitchen is like.
Well,
it's nuts.
Not my mom's kitchen.
Well, not in a professional kitchen.
You didn't say professional kitchen.
In a professional kitchen. A professional kitchen.
It did seem like everyone was over the top. I think it felt like they toned it down as the series went on a little bit.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It's in a professional kitchen. It is pretty fucking nutty.
Well, then I watched Burnt. I watched that with, what's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
That's another good example.
There you go. Burnt. They're
nuts.
But he's ill-tempered.
Most of them are
ill-tempered.
Most of them are.
Yeah. So
Johnny, the guy said you were a tremendous host yesterday.
Tremendous.
Yeah, we had a good time. It was fun. They came out early. We played in 3.5 hours. It was wonderful. We had lunch, some cocktails finally at the end. There's a reluctant crew to drink it, on a Wednesday morning. Reluctant crew to cocktail it up. I tell you that.
That's what they said, Yerk.
I mean, I didn't expect the guys to get hammered because they were driving. But my God, one just to wet the whistle wouldn't be a bad thing, right?
I can't play golf without having it, especially when it's hot like that. I got to have at least one or two.
Well, we had our Powerades. You know, we had the Powerades going early on because that's what we offer at the club. So they were going. And what's his name? Birdie's the first hole.
Yeah, Black Birdie the first.
Black Birdie's the first hole. He was nothing. He sank it right to lefter from about 30 feet. Yeah. Had the perfect speed, and he took it out about 2.5 feet, and it curls right in. I'm like, I'll be a, you know, a monkey's balls, you know. I couldn't believe it.
He can hit that driver too, can't he, Johnny?
Yeah, well, you know what? Who's Sneaky Long Abdallah?
That's what I told him. I said,
boy, Abdallah's Sneaky Long.
He was just wayward with it yesterday, but he hits it hard.
Yeah.
You know, he hits it a long way.
I've never seen a guy position his club, let go of the club, reposition his hands, and go swing.
Yeah, that's Abdallah.
That's Abdallah. That is, and he's got a Randy Merkin, got a choke down to the shaft.
Yeah. Really?
He chokes all the way down to the shaft.
He chokes.
I'm like, what in the fuck is going on?
The Randy
Merkin.
The Randy Merkin. That's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, it did show a little bit of that, but it was nice. Course was wonderful. The greens were putting absolutely fantastic.
Beautiful greens.
They were stunned at how small the greens were.
I swear
they're
to you.
Tiny.
There were a couple of them. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But they were nice. The greens rolled true. Course was in great
You know
shape.
What? That's what protects our course. Yeah. The greens protect the course. If you're left to right of our greens, and there's usually sand left and right, you can go sand trap to sand trap to sand trap to sand trap to sand trap. And it's an absolute nightmare. Or you got to chip over a sand trap with nowhere to land.
Yeah.
Nowhere to land. And you're going to take the ball off. Sometimes you just got to put your pride in your back pocket and chip it to the fat part of the green and just pray to the heavens it stays. So, yeah, but we had a great time. It's good to see the boys up there. Tommy, I got to bring you down.
I'm in.
Boss man. The owner said that you got to bring me down. Sylvia, of course, I'd invite you, but you don't play golf anymore.
He could come and hang out, though,
but
afterwards.
I thought he was going to make a commitment.
No.
Whoa.
I thought you were recommitting to the golf.
One of these days, I will.
But, Sylvia, listen, you're not getting younger.
I know that. Right? I know.
And the place business gets conducted on the golf course sometimes.
I understand.
Two places that business gets conducted. The golf course and the strip club.
Oh, really?
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Yep. I got a guy in the business world that has closed more deals in the strip club than he's closed anywhere else.
That's still happening?
Club 390 is a short drive.
Club 390 is only a handful of miles away from both Olympia Fields and Lincoln Shark.
Well, now you're enticing me. Is that still happening? Are deals still getting done there?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yes.
I did not know
that's
that.
Where guys are,
that's
guys
where
are
deals get done.
They're loose, you know?
Oh.
That's when a guy might be a tad bit apprehensive, and all of a sudden it's like, all right, sign on the dotted line, we'll get it done.
What's that, a lap dance and then a signature on a contract? Is that how it works?
That's right.
No, lappy and then a signature on a napkin. Sometimes that's all you need.
That's a contract.
That's a contract.
Make no mistake, that is a contract. I told them that your club's figured out the secret of life. I mean, I was telling them about the draft for the Ryder Cup weekend.
We got a Ryder Cup coming up this weekend.
They're living the life down there.
Living the life, boys. Gambling. I won the U.S. Open pool.
Yeah. Fucking guy.
$840. I had DeChambeau, Finau. I had Matsuyama.
You think we got any sandwiches? No.
No.
Oh, you guys act like you're lacking of sandwiches.
We are.
You know, that little trip to, hey, that
free round of golf.
Olympia Fields. Hey, that little trip to Olympia Fields that I had last Thursday and Friday was not free. Okay? Fortunately, our team beat the other team, so they had to pay for Saturday night's dinner.
Oh, that's good.
Yerk. Nice.
So that'll be on their bill. But I'll get a tab for that. That one's coming down the pipeline.
We didn't.
And guess where that 840 is earmarked? After greasing the pro, $80.
Right.
Got to grease the pro a little bit.
Right.
So I greased the pro, whatever I got. That's all going for the shenanigans we had last week at Olympic Field.
Excursion.
Boy, he's got to balance his books, you know?
Got to balance the books.
Yeah.
And then Carmen and I are heading out next Tuesday, the 25th. Carmen and I are heading to
Olympia
to play in the Raiders event.
Yes.
Serbian Raiders.
What was the room like, Yerk? What was the room like staying at Olympia Fields?
It was fine. Two queen beds.
Oh.
It's on the second floor there of the clubhouse. Exactly what you need if you're there golfing. Like, there's guys that are members from around the country, like Wilbon.
Oh, yeah.
If Wilbon wants to stay at the club, he can. He just has to get a room. You pay an X amount of dollars, and boom, there you go.
Plenty of room.
You could stay right at the club. You can eat dinner. You can eat breakfast at the club.
Get
boom,
hammered.
It's all set.
Yeah.
How many rooms?
You never have to leave.
How many rooms are there? Do you know?
I don't know off of hand, but if I had to guess, as I look at it, if I guessed 40-some-odd rooms, maybe 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a huge clubhouse. Remember, like, their footprint is pretty big.
Right to left. If you take a look at that clubhouse, it's pretty big.
It's enormous. I think it's one of the biggest in the country, actually.
Yeah. Who are you guys' guests of next week?
Chris Morrow.
Chris Morrow, yeah.
And, they used to own the Mercantile National Bank in Northwest Indiana, sold out to BMO Harris.
Nice. Yeah. That's a school.
Yeah. And Chris
got some scratch.
My Phyllis, Brandy's mom, my ex-mother-in-law, she used to work for them. And then the first loan I had up here came through Mercantile National Bank. And then I just stayed with BMO Harris ever since, just because familiarity. I've been going to the same spot since 1998. So, yeah, they're my guys. So Chris sold. Obviously, he's reaped the rewards.
Yes, he has.
He's been a member of Olympia. He's a member at Lost Dunes. We went up to Lost Dunes last year and played. Beautiful. Where you guys did the show from the turnaround.
Yeah,
right?
They wouldn't let us in, or we couldn't connect, so we had to do it in the parking lot.
I remember that.
I remember that, yeah. And he was a member at Beverly for a little while.
I hear that place. I don't know what it is like now, but 20 years ago.
They took trees out. It's absolutely fantastic.
That course is great. Well,
I played there twice in the last 3-4 years, and it's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. I walked it once.
Oh,
great. You want to put a bullet in my brain? I walked it.
I mean the shenanigans that go on.
There's some events. It's a fun.
I think Taves was a member there.
Taves and Kane for a while. And
there's a couple Barstool guys.
Brian Campbell. A lot of the Hawks guys were members there for a little while.
Yeah. It's a fun place.
Yeah, it's a nice track, you know? Nice track if you can get out there, boys.
By the way, we're not cross-talking with you on the air, so I'm going to bring this up. Did you guys see in the Madden trailer today? For the video game, they have Justin Fields as a kickoff returner.
They're fucking with him. I mean, why has everybody got to bust his balls? They're fucking with him. What are they doing?
Because now it's getting more publicity, probably. The trailer's probably getting more retweets than it would normally get if he wasn't in it as a returner, correct?
I don't know, really. It's fucking Madden. I mean, people go nuts for this. Did they really need to stoop to that?
He's not. He's not going to do that.
Listen, guys. He may not want to do that, but there may be a realization at some point that I've got to find a way to stay in this league if I'm not going to be a quarterback in this league.
But Johnny,
Jim Jensen. Jim Jensen was a quarterback in college. He became a tight end in the pros. Nolan Cromwell was a quarterback at Kansas. Yeah. What did he do? He became a defensive back for the L.A. Rams. And sometimes you're a quarterback. And then you get to the pros, and it's a little bit different.
Let me ask you guys. I know we don't do this normally.
And I'm not saying today or tomorrow.
Right, later in the year, but not to start to see.
He may have to decide, hey, I got to figure something else out.
Okay, all right, 3 years from now, maybe.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
3 years from now.
Well, that was going to be my question. Yeah. We could do it in regular crosstalk tomorrow. But, like, what's a better bet? That at any point this year, Justin Fields returns a kick, or that Justin Fields starts at quarterback week one for the Steelers? Well, what's the better bet?
Better bet is that he starts at quarterback.
I'm with you.
With week one, though?
Week one.
Week one or at any time?
It could be a thousand different reasons.
I'm kind of with Yerk. I would lean more towards the better bet is he starts the opener at quarterback over Justin Fields returns a kick.
Oh, I'm going any kick, anytime. Anytime.
Okay. Yeah, I would.
Because of just the way the new rule is, and who knows, like, you need a touchdown, you're down three, you're down five. You need the time. You're limiting it to week one. Now,
I was. Maybe I'm getting carried away.
If you would do, hey, he's starting mid-season or any time up until week 10, I'm going with that.
I think it's Russ's job to start the season. I don't think they're happy.
Well, nobody disagrees with that, but if Russ gets hurt tomorrow,
sure, that's true.
Now it's Justin Fields.
Yeah.
But it's an anytime return, and that's why I'm going with that.
Okay, fair enough. All right, what are we? I'll tell you what I'm hard for right out of the gate.
Oh, we're already hard.
Well, what else? You know,
it's 20, well, we've been going for a half hour.
What else? Anything else?
It don't take much for you, does it?
No, Jesus. It doesn't Santa take much. Kahana,
the wind blew it. Boom! There's
does it take you a while wind. Still? You're
firing down the fairway with a rager. What's
does it
going
what?
On?
Does it take you a while these it days?
Take a while
for what?
To get hard?
Oh no, it's the breeze. The breeze of the wind doesn't do it for me.
If the breeze says the wind doesn't do it for any of us. We're not.
They're not 14.
Well, I just got to the show. And we're already getting hard. What's going on? That's all I'm asking. Jeez.
No, you want You want more foreplay? No,
what are you? Yes, I do. Exactly.
He already popped his Blue Chew.
I want to be titillated.
BlueChew.com, a month supply free just by using the promo code Unhinged at checkout. Well, I was going to say I'm hard for Italy. Spain's coming up at 2. I'm a little nervous.
That should be a good one.
And if Spain wins big next week between Italy, Croatia to wrap up group play is going to be huge for the two of us.
The only way Croatia gets in now, because they tied against Albania, the only way Croatia gets in is by beating Italy.
And I'm nervous that if Italy has a poor showing today and loses, like, I'm going to next week's not going to be fun when it's Croatia versus Italy.
Well, so. Carmen knows what the Azzurri are going to do. The Azzurri are going to back it up.
Usually.
They're going to wait the counter.
Usually.
They're going to play solid defense. A 0-0 tie for the Italians would be perfect.
They'll score a goal.
They wouldn't care.
And then pack it in and blow the game.
Park the bus.
That doesn't sound like the Italian I married. No, she doesn't play defense.
No,
always on the offensive.
The soccer team plays different.
Yeah, she wanted to park the bus on your head.
That's true. That's exactly right.
Yeah. You think they'd their soccer team would more resemble the culture of the people and the attitude of the people. Instead, Yurko's right.
They are defensive-minded. I remember always the great Giorgio Chiellini.
Always. They've always been.
Who's the other guy that was his partner? It was Chiellini.
Cannavaro and Paolo Maldini. They've had some of the best.
All the great defenders of Italian ancestry.
Some of the best ever.
But Chiellini had a partner.
Chiellini and
it was a guy right next to him. They were partners for years. Number three and him.
Not Cannavaro?
I saw my Scottish team got kicked in their small dicks in round one. So they're
not good.
No.
Well, did they lose yesterday to Switzerland? Right? Yeah. They got the shit kicked out of them by Germany, and then they lost to Switzerland. I think.
Yeah, they're not.
They're
good.
Not.
The Scots are.
They're there to party, not to play soccer.
Yeah, they're exactly. Yeah. They know how to drink, and
they got some good individual players though, and they always do. Good individual players in Scotland. They just don't have enough.
So I'm hard for Italy.
Hard for.
Yeah, and we're off early today because of the White Sox. So I'm gonna go home and watch.
I'm gonna be hard for the Croatia Italian thing next week. Hopefully it's gotta be this weekend they're playing.
Next week.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean 4 days. Four or 5 days from now they'll play.
Yeah.
So 4 days from today is what?
Tuesday Monday.
Right. Yeah. So it'll be Monday. They'll play on Monday.
And I'm hard.
We need a victory.
I'm going on vacation Saturday. And that Monday, while you're watching soccer, I will be in the ocean course at Kiwa Island, South Carolina.
Dude, come on.
Getting my outfit.
You go with the Colonel and Nathan Jessup, or who are you going with?
No, my wife's family there. Monday afternoon. It's beautiful. Haven't played it in like 15 years.
What's it cost now to play?
I think it's like $500.
Yeah.
$475 or $500. Haven't played.
That's what Royal Troon. That's what Royal Troon will cost me next year. $500 a pounds, baby.
Pounds, baby. Pounds.
Pounds.
You're benching 350 pieces. Well, Waddle's hard for golf at Kiowa.
I'm going to go Oppo, and I'm going to pour a bunch of Blue Chews into AK's drink or something. I know that's probably illegal to spike it, but fucking do something. You know?
Basketball? Yeah, well, that's where you're at. You're at basketball.
What are they going to do? That's what I'm saying, that like nobody's hard for the Bulls. And AK,
nobody.
And AK, right? Exactly. And AK doesn't make moves. So, like, have a couple of Blue Chews, AK, and fucking do something to like make people excited. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you can't make sound basketball judgments with a Woody. It doesn't work that way.
Well, he's been walking around flaccid for 3 years, and so have we.
That's good.
We as in we the Bulls? Did you just say we the Bulls?
Well, I think he means fans. Bulls fans. We the Bulls fans. We're flaccid. Like we're
the royal.
Yeah.
Got an innie. Yeah. Bulls fans have innies.
So
all right.
Well, if the Bulls if the Bulls had made Bulls fans flaccid, what have the White Sox done to White Sox fans?
Oh my god. Chopped
it off.
It's the Bobbitt. They've given
it's the it Lorena right Bobbitt.
Yes, they've given us
Lorena
the Bobbitt. And right now with the Cubs, I'm trying to think what this is. Because it's still there.
Of course it's still there.
Yeah, but like they're just not.
But it doesn't quite work.
Well, it's working, but we're just not getting any.
It's like there's a blockage.
Yeah. I think it's just.
It's a blockage.
We're just doing.
It's like my college career. It's working. I'm
right.
Not getting any.
I think it's we're on solo missions right now as Cubs fans.
Based on this conversation, Waddle, do you want to joke as we go to break?
Yes, let's go.
Waddle loves a good joke.
I love a good joke.
Yeah, what does he need?
Guy goes to the doctor. And he says, you gotta help me with my stutter. I can't take it.
Love stuttering jokes.
And the doctor says, well, how long have you had this problem? He says, it's puberty. And the doc says, I think I know what's wrong. Take your pants off. And the guy says, whoa. And he says, just take your pants off. Guy takes his pants off. He's got this big, thick penis. And the doctor says, this is the problem. He said, all the blood is going here. It's not going to your brain. What I'll do is I'll take some off. I'll leave you with a little bit, but then the blood will be able to go to your brain and you'll lose your stutter. And the guy says, do it. Doc, I can't take it anymore. So the doctor removes large chunk. Boom. Wakes up from surgery. Stutter's gone. Doc, thank you. He goes home, comes back about a month later. And he says, Doc, I've made a terrible mistake. My girlfriend wants to leave me. She's not thrilled anymore. She won't have sex with me. I'll deal with the stutter. Just give me my big penis back. And the doctor says, go, fuck yourself.
Well done.
Now, there you go, boys. Should we bust that one out at Football Fest, Tommy?
Yes,
absolutely.
All right, Eric Ostrowski, thank you, our executive producer. All right, have a good weekend, boys. Tommy, have fun on vacation.
Thank you.
This one crossed.
Go, fuck yourself, Tommy.